Today's New Testament reading is the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew, the 14th chapter. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go before him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowds. And after he had dismissed the crowds, he went up on the mountain by himself to pray. When evening came, he was there alone. But the boat by this time was a long way from the land, beaten by the waves, for the wind was against them. And in the fourth watch of the night he came to them, walking on the sea. But when the disciples saw him walking on the sea, they were terrified and said, "It is a ghost." And they cried out in fear. But immediately Jesus spoke to them, saying, "Take heart, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter answered him, "Lord, if it is you, command me to come to you on the water." He said, "Come." So Peter got out of the boat and walked on the water and came to Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Jesus immediately reached out his hand and took hold of him, saying to him, "O you of little faith, why did you doubt?" And when they got into the boat, the wind ceased. And those in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly you are the Son of God." And when they had crossed over, they came to land at Gennesaret. And when the men of that place recognized him, they sent around to all that region and brought to him all who were sick and implored him that they might only touch the fringe of his garment. And as many who touched it were made well. This is the word of the Lord. For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Jason Zirbel from Grace Lutheran Church in Greenwood, Arkansas.
What are you afraid of? Now notice, I didn't ask if you're afraid of something. I asked what you're afraid of. We're all afraid of something. In fact, if we're honest, we'll admit to being afraid of many different things. Maybe it's spiders or snakes. Maybe you have a fear of being alone or not having enough to retire on, or a fear of dying. We all have many different fears. One look at the world we live in, and you can't help but be afraid. These are very scary times we're living in. And it's this very terrifying reality that leads us to our gospel lesson for this morning. Those hand-picked 12 disciples of Jesus, they were all terrified. The wind and the waves crashed about in that inky darkness, and not one of them recognized Jesus. More importantly, not one of them listened to or held fast to Christ's proclamation of peace, that proclamation that called out to them from the midst of that stormy, fearful darkness. It said, "Take heart. Be not afraid. It's me. I'm with you. You have nothing to fear." They didn't hear it. The immediate fear and terror that these guys were experiencing blocked all that out. Peter even goes so far as to say, "If it really is you, prove it. Tell me to come to you on the water." Now, contrary to popular opinion, that wasn't faith that Peter exhibited. What Peter did there was no different than Thomas when he demanded that he be able to put his own fingers into the wounds of Christ before he would ever believe that Jesus rose again. We don't look very favorably on that, do we? And it gets worse. The terror that all these disciples felt, it arises only after they see Jesus walking on water in the midst of that dark, storm-tossed sea. See, St. Matthew never tells us that it was the storm that had these men terrified. No, it was the presence of Jesus that terrified them. That sounds crazy to our faithful ears, doesn't it? We can admit to having a lot of sinful fears, but we would never be terrified of Jesus, would we? Well, not so fast. These men were so terrified because Jesus was working paranormally. That means he was operating outside the boundaries and understandings of normal. And there's a bit of irony here, isn't there? They think they see something paranormal, that is a ghost, but they don't. What they see is Jesus, only they see him working outside of what they perceive to be normal. Jesus wasn't where these guys expected him to be or where they planned for him to be. Jesus wasn't doing what they expected him to do, which caused a whole bunch of uncertainty and fear. And in their sinful terror, they were blinded to the reality of their Lord and Savior in their midst. It's in their sinful terror that they revealed their lack of faith and trust in God above all things. They ignored the words of Christ, and they instead trusted their eyes. They let their reason and strength do the talking. And here's the thing. Are we really that different from any of these guys? I know we look down our noses at them, but are we really any different? How often we, too, cry out in terror when things don't go the way we planned? How often we let our fears silence the peace of God? Well, ye have little faith, take heart. It's I. It is I, the I am, of Adam, Abraham, Moses. It's I, the very gospel promise of Almighty God in the flesh. Don't be afraid. And folks, that's a command. That's not a suggestion. It's a command by your Lord and Savior, and it's every bit as relevant for you today as it was for those 12 terrified yahoos in the boat so many centuries ago. Stop being afraid. Stop being terrified. It's me. Trust in me. I'm right here. You have nothing to fear. And right here in this command is great comfort and peace, a peace that surpasses all human understanding. Christ is right here, right where you least expect him, right in the midst of all your darkness and fear and sorrow and uncertainty. In spite of your fear and dread and worry, in spite of your sinfulness, he's right here for you, holding out his crucified hands to you, bringing to you his eternal, unconditional pronouncement, his very real and tangible assurance of peace. It's finished once and for all, for you. I'm with you always. What have you to be afraid of? Amen.
We thank Pastor Jason Zirbel from Grace Lutheran Church in Greenwood, Arkansas, for today's meditation on God's Word.